Looking for a new way to unwind after a long day? Say hello to Recess Mood, a healthier alternative that keeps your evenings light and your spirit high. With Recess Mood, you get the pleasure without the guilt. Made with real fruit and infused with mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing aptogens, Recess Mood lets you relax without alcohol or hangovers. It's just 20 calories per can, has no added sugar, and comes in four delightful flavors, like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. I've tried these myself, and whether I'm chilling at home or need a moment during downtime chaos, Recess Mood is my go-to refreshment. It's truly a guilt-free way to unwind. And now there's something special for all our listeners. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/Shane and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Attention, friends. Are you ready to embark on a journey into the unknown this Mother's Day? Prepare to dive into the depths of your family's history with MyLifeInABook.com. Each week, MyLifeInABook.com sends intriguing questions, uncovering the thrilling tales of your mom's past, and then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. From daring escapes to nail-biting encounters, her life becomes an epic adventure waiting to be explored. This Mother's Day, give the gift of excitement and intrigue with MyLifeInABook.com. It's a thrilling ride through your mom's life that you won't want to miss. I gave this to my mom last year, and let's just say I didn't know my mom as well as I thought I did. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Shane at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Shane for 10% off today. Welcome back, friend. The journey to adulthood is never a smooth one. Learning to regulate emotion and curb impulsiveness is fraught with pitfalls and obstacles. Yet it's a pathway we must traverse to grow and become who we are. In 1966, a terrible crime occurred in a beautiful city. A young girl's life was brutally snatched in the dead of night. Her body was found lying out in the open, lifeless and unable to tell her story of who were the last eyes she saw upon her. Sherry Jo Bates was just 18 years old when she was murdered in Riverside, California. In a city full of students, her death was talked about. A month after her murder, an anonymous typed confession letter arrived at Riverside Police Headquarters and the Riverside Press Enterprise. Rumors flowed and details came forward, but by April 1967, her case had gone cold. Leads were met with a wall of unanswered questions and no satisfying outcome. No one was arrested for the murder of Sherry Jo Bates. Her death had turned into a baffling and heartbreaking mystery.
At the end of that month, a spring was in full bloom. A handwritten letter landed in the mailbox of Joseph Bates, Sherry Jo Bates's father. He opened the envelope to find a scrawled note about his daughter. In large, uneven letters, the message read, quote, "She had to die. There will be more." End quote. That same morning, Riverside Police and the Riverside Press Enterprise received almost identical letters. They read, quote, "Bates had to die. There will be more." End quote. At the bottom of each was a marking that looked suspiciously like the letter Z. There was no more information contained in these letters. The author, at that time, was never identified. In October 1969, Riverside Police Chief Kincaid and Detective Sergeant Homsher wrote a crucial letter to the Napa County Sheriff in Northern California. Their telephone conversations earlier that month revolved around suspects in two murder cases: the Sherry Jo Bates case in Riverside in 1966 and the Zodiac Lake Berryessa attack in 1969. There were eerie parallels between the two cases. Detectives in Riverside suspected a local connection to Sherry Jo Bates' murder, with a suspect in mind who was known to her. Riverside wanted to collaborate and share information to ensure nothing was missed. The typed confession letter to Sherry Jo's murder and the three handwritten letters were compared to other known Zodiac communications. They bore striking similarities and lent support to the idea that the elusive Zodiac may have been responsible for her murder. Then, without warning, 47 years later, the investigation took a startling turn.
In April 2016, the Riverside Police Department received a letter that claimed authorship of the three handwritten letters sent in 1967. The sender did not want to reveal their identity, but they wanted to set the record straight. Their letter had been sent from San Bernardino, California. Neatly typed, the sender claimed they were a teenager in Riverside in 1966, when Sherry Jo Bates was killed. The handwritten notes, the letter said, were a prank from the misguided mind of a troubled teen who was seeking attention in the wrong ways. The detectives now had the decision of whether to believe this new piece of information. Initial attempts to trace the sender failed, and the letter remained in the police files. That was until 2020. That year, a new team of detectives emerged. A working partnership between the FBI Los Angeles Investigative Genealogy Team and the Homicide Cold Case Unit reignited this mystery. Through DNA analysis of the stamp used in the 2016 letter, a DNA profile was extracted. This piece of science enabled the sender to be identified and located. The sender confirmed to detectives that he wrote the three handwritten letters back in 1967. Back then, he did not have the maturity to grasp the gravity of what he was doing or the pain he would cause. Almost 50 years later, his remorse was strong enough to confess to the hoax. Detectives were able to rule him out as the killer of Sherry Jo Bates or being the Zodiac. Further letters written to Northern California police pretending to be the Zodiac were also confirmed as fake. They were letters sent to prolong the investigation into California's infamous serial killer. No further information about these letters has been released from Riverside Police.
With the handwritten letters no longer part of the investigation, all attention is focused on the typed confession letter to Sherry Jo Bates' murder. Riverside Police maintain that the details it included could only have been known by the real killer. The Riverside Police have now pulled back from the Zodiac investigation, although they will continue to offer any assistance they can. In a press release in 2021, they confirmed they are still actively investigating the murder of Sherry Jo. They still have one person of interest in the case, and they hope to achieve justice for Sherry Jo Bates and her family.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.